Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today and showing up. In today's episode, I am going to be discussing all of what's going on with the Great Awakening in the world, and many of you appear to be frustrated and concerned, and I think that is something that we should be, along with some other topics that might come up in this conversation today. So I want to begin with just everything that's going on in the world and this whole thing about the plandemic, and I'm just calling it for what it is. That is how I see it. To me, in my opinion, is that influenzas and colds have always existed. They've simply taken COVID-19, they've taken a certain strain, and they're marketing it to all of us as fear. And, you know, for people who are wondering or questioning, like, if I believe that it doesn't exist, it does exist. Absolutely. Have people died from it? Absolutely. But the issue here is that we're not being told the truth in the facts of that there actually is treatment. And this virus and hydroxychloroquine, and there's a few other drug names I can't recall right now where they've actually had very good success rates. So hydroxychloroquine, I think it's azithromycin and zinc. So it's a combination of the hydroxychloroquine, which fights the virus, an antibiotic, and then the zinc. What actually the zinc actually does is it breaks down the envelope of the cells so that these medications can penetrate the cells and actually do what they're supposed to do to break down the virus or the bacteria. And it's been extremely, extremely effective, especially even in elderly patients who are the ones that are most vulnerable with this particular strain. Now, what we have to look at is every year there's always new colds and flu strains that come out. This is how it's always worked. And then as they mutate and spread, they slowly weaken and die off. And then that's why it disappears. And then a new strain comes out. And that's why when they're developing their flu shots, every year it's kind of a guessing game as to what strain is going to be the one that takes off in the populations. So this is something we know. And, you know, I invite you to really start thinking about how these things work. And so now this whole COVID is done. It's done. It's mutated. It's, you know, they keep pushing on cases and they keep running in the mainstream media that it's about cases, cases, cases. No, let's actually look at deaths, because we're always going to have cases. Okay. The end result is never going to be zero. Okay. So we've had, we had influenzas and pandemics go through, like the Spanish flu, for instance, same thing. Runs its course, people develop immunity, our bodies build up antibodies to it, and then we become immune. Okay, so that strain is no longer impacting us. It dies off. So why do we keep on pushing? Why does the mainstream media keep on pushing with this whole pandemic? Because they want us to get a vaccine. So there's many different theories around the vaccine and, you know, being chipped and being tracked, and it does appear that that is part of the agenda that they are pushing, because it was just released in Ontario a few days ago that they want to be tracking us. They want us to have some kind of pass, port, some sort of card, some sort of way for them to know if you've been vaccinated or not, which will then allow you to attend functions and certain events, etc. That is not freedom, people. This is scary. This is getting scary, because you know what's next when they're tracking you? Oh, they don't like your social score. Oh, they don't like what you're saying on Facebook. Oh, they don't like how you're not complying with their quote unquote rules. And all of a sudden they're going to limit your access to, you know, maybe going to the movie theater, or, you know, driving your car, or leaving the country, or whatever that might be, however they might want to do it. It's a scary, scary, slippery slope, and we need to awaken to this fact. So that's kind of one of the things that I wanted to touch on. And I really look at this time right now as I call it the Great Awakening, and it is time for people to awaken, and many have awakened, and many more are slowly awakening. But I really like to simplify things in this world, It's just what I do, and it's between light and darkness. And you know my views on this if you've listened to other episodes. Light is simply information and darkness is lack of information. So it's consciousness versus unconsciousness, and there's varying levels in between. And so how I'm seeing this great awakening is, it's like there's, how do we put out the darkness? We just simply need light. That's it. It's very, very simple. And so those of us that are awake are shining our lights. And, maybe there's in the beginning not a lot, but there's still light. And that means the darkness is slowly getting eliminated. And as more and more people start to awaken, there's more and more light, and it gets brighter and brighter. And then more and more people start to awaken. So there's varying levels of that, right? It's like when we're sleeping, as the sun is rising, there are mechanisms in our bodies that detect that light. And then we slowly awaken. Now, society now, most people awaken to an alarm, right? But if you're actually going to trust how we're set up by nature, that's as the sun is slowly rising, we slowly awaken out of our slumber. And so that's kind of how I'm seeing this with the Great Awakening. So what can you be and do? I've done other podcasts on this before, but what can you be or do? And that's the question I'm asking. What can I be or do to accelerate the awakening? And that's just a question I ask. And then I let go. I trust then that maybe I need to make a post. Maybe there's something I need to say. Maybe I need to share something. But what happens when you start to ask questions is you start to get shown things. Doors and possibilities start to open up for you. But when you're focused on the problem, guess what? That's like looking at your rearview mirror and you can't see where you're going. So it keeps us stuck. So we can't just stay focused on where we're at and how many people are asleep. We can't focus on that. That's like looking in your rearview mirror. You're going to get into trouble. What we have to do is focus on the ones who are awake, those of us that are awake, and all of you who are listening to this program, this podcast, are truly awake. And as we awaken more and more and more, and we start spreading that light more and more, and we shine brighter, and we start to acknowledge our capacities and our abilities and talents, we become brighter, and then we light the way for others. And that's how we're going to win this spiritual war. So it's simple. And it's about having faith, and it's about asking questions, and it's about trusting in the bigger process that we're not doing this alone. We are tapped into universal wisdom. Are you willing to acknowledge it? Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to access that information? So, I'm going to be doing a class coming up next week, Wednesday, October 28th at 1 p.m. There's still a couple of spots open. I'm choosing to do my work during the day because I like my evenings and weekends for family time. And so those who can attend will attend, and that's just how it is. And I am just being called to do a meditation and messages. And so you will be guided through a meditation, and in those meditations, you will receive messages. And so I'm not sure, because when I go into a guided meditation, I allow myself to be guided. So even I don't know when I'm showing up to do a class, and it all depends on who's there and what they require. I speak to the energy, and honestly, I just show up and let it flow. So it's magical and it's amazing. And I feel truly blessed to be able to do that, have that capacity to do that. So that's coming up next week. Another thing that I just wanted to kind of touch on is how many of us are feeling stuck and the resistance to that, and how do we get out of resistance? And the easiest way to get out of resistance to being stuck is just acknowledging that we feel stuck, acknowledging that we're angry, acknowledging that we're sad, acknowledging that there's an issue at hand that we don't know how to move through. And just say, this is where I'm at, and I just don't know how to move through it. This is where I'm at, and I just don't know how to see my way out of it. Whatever it is, you're acknowledging where you're at. You're letting go of that resistance, and then that's when the solutions and the ideas start to come in. So you've heard before, whatever we resist persists. And so, I just acknowledge where you're at, okay? Just acknowledge where you're at. So I have this client that is having some issues with one of their children and is feeling very distanced from their child. And you know, I said to this client, you are experiencing a form of grief because there is such a distance there in that this person's child is moving on with their life, has gotten married and is moving into the next chapter and is not including including their parents in this process. And so as a parent, when we're not feeling included in our child's life, that's not how we see having children, raising them and bringing them up. We see our children growing up and, you know, getting a partner and getting married and, you know, our families expanding and growing and, you know, bringing new people into the family and then continuing on joyfully. And that's not what's happening here. And so, you know, I had to tell my client that this is something that you have to acknowledge, that this is a form of grief and that you cannot control outside forces. You cannot control other people, right? You can lead a horse to water. But what we have to do is we have to zoom out. We have to remember that ultimately we are all infinite beings having a human experience. And all that we can do is control ourselves and our reactions to what's going on. And that's why I like to do these podcasts. And that's why I work with clients one-on-one and I'm trying to do teaching and classes in a bigger way to teach the tools of, you know, what to do in these situations. And asking, ye shall receive is the biggest thing I can tell you. You ask a question, you gain awareness. But the other thing is we also sometimes have to learn how to back off. So I, you know, my oldest daughter, when she graduated, became very depressed and didn't know what she wanted to do with her life. All of her friends were going on to university and post-secondary education, seemed to know what they were doing, right? Again, it's that illusion. Many of them didn't. Many of them have changed their path a few times since then. But, you know, again, it's perception. And she was feeling like she didn't have her life together. She didn't know what she was doing. And, you know, she basically just became a hermit in her room and just became very, very depressed. And it was concerning to watch that. And I'd said to my husband, you know, we need to sit down with her and just have a conversation and, you know, let her know that, you know, she isn't going to be, you know, living in her room in our home forever, that she needs to start looking at how she's going to generate her life. And so the day that we were going to have this talk with her, I got this huge awareness around that was not going to be a kindness to her, that she was already beating herself up. She already felt like a failure. And, you know, with what my husband and I were feeling too, and being stressed out and thinking, you know, we have to give this girl a talking to and we have to set her straight. She was getting that energy from us as well, which was just piling onto her already negative self outlook. And we realized that, or I realized that that wasn't going to be a contribution and that we needed to back off. And so I said to my husband, because he said, well, when, you know, when are we doing this? And I said, we're actually not. And he kind of looked at me funny. And I said, no, I said, we need to back off. And I said, let's just ask what we need to be for her right now. And she needed the space so that she could have the clarity, so that, again, we backed off and became space for her and light, right? So that she could see in that darkness. And then she started to see. And then I got an idea and told her to go and apply for a job. She went and did that. And she's still there. She loves it. It's been perfect for her. It's been amazing. And, you know, in those moments that I got the awareness that I needed to back off and ask what I could be for her, everything changed, like within a day or two max. Like, I'm going to say max a week. It was just really amazing. And, you know, she's been thriving ever since. So the biggest thing that we can be for others is just be that space and get out of judgment. Because when you're judging, you are putting that energy on them, whether you think you are or you think you're not. We are always broadcasting and receiving information, right? It's just like when you think of that friend you haven't seen in a while, and then all of a sudden you run into them or they text you, right? It's like, you know, where did it start first? Did that person think of you? And then all of a sudden it made you think of them? Like, how does that work? It doesn't matter. It's a back and forth. We're broadcasting and receiving all the time. And so is everyone else. And so when we're judging, or when we're thinking that they're doing things wrong, or when we're in that space, that energy is creating a static in their world. And do you want to be judging like that? Okay, so again, everyone has their experiences. We might not agree with what others are choosing and creating in their lives, but that's their life to create and choose and have those experiences from. There is no right or wrong. There are people who are here on this planet to be murderers, to have that experience. It's not right or wrong. Our job is to be aware. Okay, and the thing is, again, death, like being a medium, I don't have a perspective on it. Death is simply a mode of transportation to get the soul out of the body. There's no right or wrong. You know, we all have an expiration date. And so if someone, if their means to get out of their body is through murder, that's not wrong. Okay, that's an experience, and it creates an experience for the entire family and everyone involved. And, you know, yes, there are joyful experiences and there are painful experiences, but it's also how our perspective is and how we're looking at it and how we're judging things that also creates our pain and the resistance to what is in our lives. So everything is energy. Sometimes we just need to ask a question and change our perspective, and everything will change around it. So, you know, we have to look at, you know, relationships as food for our soul. And so what I said to this client was, you know, with their child is at the buffet, okay? Life is the buffet. And, you know, it's like, it's what you're choosing. So sometimes you go to the buffet and you want to eat healthy because you know it makes you feel well and you perform better and life is better. Other times it's like we're down in the dumps. Maybe our vibration is lower. We're just feeling like garbage. Maybe we're sick, not feeling well. All we want to do is just eat some junk food. You know, we know the difference between what we're putting in our bodies, how we're fueling our bodies, and the vibration it creates in there, right? We all know what it's like to have a hangover and drink too much. It's kind of like the same thing with a food hangover. It's like, what are we choosing? So I told this client of mine that their child is at the buffet and right now is just choosing the junk food with the relationship that this person is choosing to be in with a narcissist, a liar, someone who's controlling them, someone who... And this person thinks this is love or thinks it's a good thing right now. They just can't see because it's like eating the junk food. It's like, yeah, it's like we know it's maybe not, we know it's not good for us, but man, it just tastes so good, right? But eventually you get tired of it. You get tired of feeling like crap. You get tired of being treated like crap, whatever it is in that relationship, right? So it's like, you choose it until you no longer choose it. And so this is an experience that this person's child is choosing to have right now. And so, you know, what kept coming up is that if you love something, then you must set it free. And, you know, how does the rest of that saying go? If it is yours, it will come back. And if it doesn't, it was never meant to be, something along those lines, right? So it's just, it doesn't matter. I think we get wrapped up like, yeah, when it's our children, it's just like, oh, you know, we have this expectation that they're always going to be in our lives, but you also have to set boundaries. And that's what I had to say to this client. There are boundaries with how we are being treated. And if how we are being treated is also toxic for us, then we have to make a decision. You know, you have to have these conversations with people. It's not like you just make a decision and you just walk away and then they're wondering whatever happened. I'm all about communication. It's just like, what's going on here? This is how I'm feeling. This is how I'm seeing things. How are you seeing things? And you may not see eye to eye. That's when you agree to disagree and then maybe you have to walk away. I've had this conversation with my children, with my girls, you know, and I've said like, you know, ultimately, I just want you to be happy. I want you to go out and create your life. And, you know, I hope that you generate and create something greater for the world. But it's your life to live. And, you know, if you go down a path that doesn't work for me, let's just say drugs and prostitution or something dangerous, criminal activity, you know, that's where I draw the line. It's just like, that doesn't work for me. So, you know, if I feel like my life is in danger, the choices they are making are now going to start affecting my life. That's when I say, okay, you no longer have my support. If that's what you want to choose, you go do that. But you're not going to have my direct support. I will always love you from a distance, but I have boundaries. So what are your boundaries with people? You know, if something's toxic for you, how long are you going to keep choosing it? You know, what is that generating and creating in your own life? And are you addicted to these things? Why are you addicted to these things? Are you afraid of success? You know, are you letting fear run your life? Like, there's so many different things that are going on. You know, there's so many moving parts. Life can seem very complicated, but then actually it's not, right? I simplify. It's like, you've got to do what is healthy for you. You've got to choose what works for you. You've got to also acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And what do you want to create? You know, many of us are just drifting through life and we have zero clue what it is that we want to create in our lives. And so, are you getting clear about what it is that you want to create? Are you focused on what your strengths are? You know, are you here to be the light? Are you here to put out the light? You know, it's two choices. You can be darkness and unconsciousness, or you can be light and can be consciousness. You can be information, or you can be lack of information. You can choose to live in a hole and bury your head in the sand, right? It's all choices. What are we all choosing in the varying levels that we're choosing in between there? So that's it. That's kind of what I wanted to share with you for today. You know, get really clear on what it is that you want to create in your life. Get those journals out. I've said it in many episodes before. What do you want to create? What do you want more of in your life? You know, it is the great awakening right now. What can we be or do to accelerate the awakening? You know, there are many who are starting to awaken. Do we need to be tapping them on the shoulder? Do we need to be shining our light brighter? What is it that we need to be, do, say, have conversations? What is it that we know? We all have a role in how we do it. And how I say things is how I say things. This is my recipe, right? This is my recipe for life. And, you know, some people are going to really enjoy it and love it. And then maybe some of the things that I say or do, the spices that I use, the spice that I am, there might be some people who don't like it at all. It's not right or wrong. It's like, how are you going to speak? How do you say it from your experiences? You know, for me, I might be speaking and saying these things, and to other people, it might sound like a foreign language to them. You might put it in your way with your flavor, and they'll be like, now that makes sense. We all have a role to play. So just acknowledge that. And, you know, there is hope. And, you know, light is what puts out darkness. Darkness cannot exist where there is light. So keep getting out there, keep the faith, keep on being positive, and know that you do make a difference. So I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now.